Right, time for the biggest book club in the country. It's back. This month's book is The Good Son by the Belfast author, Paul McVeigh. It's about a young Belfast lad growing up in Belfast during the Troubles. Paul very kindly came into the studio to read some of it out to you.
I was born the day the Troubles started. Wasn't I, Mass, as me? It was you that started them, son, says she, and we all laugh except our Paddy. I put that down to his pimples and general ugliness. It must be hard to be happy when you've a face like that. I almost feel sorry for him. Steamy, flowery-smelling disinfectant fills my nose and joins the sweet-tasting frosties in my mouth as Ma passes with the tin bucket and yard brush. Now, Ma only cleans the yard when something's up, and that would be my da, as usual. Do you want a hand, Mummy, says me. No, son, says she, disappearing out the back. She didn't even look at me. I'm worried about her after last night. Do you want a hand? Our Paddy says in a girl's voice. You wee licks, says he. I'm telling my mummy knew, I say. I'm telling my mummy knew. Our Paddy mimics me. I look at wee Maggie and I give her the we just hate him, don't we look. She gives me the yes we do, he's a big fat pig look back. I was taught how to give looks by a monk on Cave Hill. I trained like a Jedi Knight, but my lightsaber was my actual face. I became Luke Skywalker. My mission, to defend all weaklings and youngest ones and families against the evil that is older brothers. Wee Maggie is now my disciple. To test her telepathy training, I send, don't worry about him because he's going to be knocked down by a car, then a lorry will run over his head, making his eyes pop out. Wee Maggie smiles. She got it. I think we're actually twins, born years apart in some CIA supergenetic test tube type experiment. Paddy gets up, leaving his dirty bowl on the table like he's King Farouk. Don't leave that for Mummy, I say. Mummy's boy, says he. He grabs his blazer from the back of the chair and heads off. There's mess on Ma's good table. I run to the sink, wet the cloth and rush back before Ma comes in and kills somebody. Somebody equals me. Even though I'm the good son in the family, I get the blame if wee Maggie does anything wrong because she's the youngest and I look after her. Wee Maggie could set me on fire and Ma would kick my head in for letting our Maggie near matches. Wiping the table, I see my reflection in the smoked glass. I look like a black baby we do collections for at school. I usually give them creamed rice. We get free tins from the community centre because we're poor and because somewhere there's a place called Food Mountain made from tins of creamed rice and corned beef. I think it's in Switzerland. One day I'll be president of Ireland. I'll be so kind and good. I'll bring all the black babies to Belfast where there's free food for poor people and they can live in the new houses like they're building at the bottom of our street. I've only seen black people on the TV. Apart from the ones starving in Africa, there's ones America stole to make slaves, which isn't very nice. But at least they gave them some clothes. You wouldn't be allowed to walk around America with no clothes on. Or Belfast. Maybe if they lived with the Protestants. I've only seen Protestants on the TV too.
So, here's how it works. That book will be available in your local libraries right now. Paul McVeigh's book, The Good Son, it's in all of the libraries throughout Northern Ireland. There's a pile of them waiting for you to go in. And every month that we've done this, the rental, the borrowing, should I say, of the books has gone through the roof. So why not try it? If this is the first time that you're deciding to read, go into the library and try this one. And then give us a call and let us know what you thought about it. So if you are getting into your local library, you're looking for The Good Son by Paul McVeigh.